wish to see Miss Havisham?" she asked.
"If Miss Havisham wishes to see me," answered Mr. Pumblechook, a little confused.
"Ah," said the girl, "but you see, she doesn't."
Mr. Pumblechook dared not protest, but he whispered angrily to me before he turned away, "Boy, behave well here, and remember those who brought you up by hand." I thought he would come back and call through the gate, "And 16? But he did not. The young lady took me through the untidy garden to the house. Although she called me boy, she was the same age as me, but she seemed much older than me. She was beautiful and as proud as a queen. We went through many dark passages until we reached a door, where she left me, taking her candle with her. I knocked at the door and was told to enter. I found myself in a large room, where the curtains were closed to allow no daylight in, and the candles were lit. In the centre of the room, sitting at a table, was the strangest lady I have ever seen or shall ever see. She was wearing a wedding dress made of rich material. She had a bride's flowers in her hair, but her hair was white. There were suitcases full of dresses and jewels around her, ready for a journey. She only had one white shoe on. Then I realized that over the years the white wedding dress had become yellow, and the flowers in her hair had died, and the bride inside the dress had grown old. Everything in the room was ancient and dying. The only brightness in the room was in her dark old eyes that stared at me.